What's up, everybody? We are back on the React Cast. We are joined by the wonderful reactor, Brandel Butler.
Hello, friends.
And he is here to talk all about video games, the whole spectrum of video games. We got our favorite video games, our least favorite, our favorite characters, our favorite weapons. And then at the end of the episode, we got a Boot Mary Kill, specifically designed by me, and it's going to be a little bit weird, but I'm excited for them to test it out.
Let's get weird.
Another Boot Mary Kill on my...
Yeah, on your resume.
Is my Stitch going to be in it?
You're so wrong.
Just wait to see.
I killed him.
What's up, gamers?
What's happening?
My fellow
nerds,
right?
And weebs and things.
I could be a nerd. I don't know if I would call myself a gamer.
Yeah, we got to get there.
Everybody's
okay?
A gamer when they're gaming.
That's true.
You are currently a gamer if you are gaming.
If you are gaming.
But we're not gaming right now, so we are just posers.
We're just regular.
I can play some DDR.
Is that finger DDR?
Finger DDR.
Finger that DDR.
Yeah.
Don't do that, Nicole. Don't finger it.
On expert mode?
I did. Oh, man. I did do a DDR competition in high school.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay, we got to talk about that.
So we're going to get there. Yeah. Clearly.
Okay, damn. The voice you're hearing is the one, the only, Brandel Butler.
Ooh. Hello. Thank you, friends, for having
Welcome.
Me. Thank you.
Yeah,
Brandel. You have a superhero Butler. Name.
Yeah,
did you know that? Have you gotten that
name?
Before?
No.
Oh, definitely. Brandel Butler.
He's got a superhero alter ego name. Like, that's his Clark Kent.
Oh, yeah. And my real name is, my superhero name is The Key.
Ooh.
Stems from Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
I am a really big Kingdom Hearts fan.
Okay.
My pen name was Natalie Key because of Kingdom Hearts.
Whoa.
You guys are gamers.
Nicole. Besties.
I don't play a lot, but I did play the first Kingdom Hearts.
It's a good game.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Disney game.
It does something to you, that game.
We can't get too far into this without a theme song, right?
Great.
This is the beginning.
My favorite part.
It's Nicole's favorite thing, and we have our theme song that we're going to play. Joe likes to sing it for us. He hits it every week.
I don't think that you can handle
no.
This really sweet podcast with Brandel. Brandel, 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 Brandel.
That's me.
You think you're hot? You ain't a candle.
Nope.
Candle.
That's fire.
We're on this fire podcast with Brandel.
That's me.
Brandel, 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 Brandel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. I love it.
I got close.
I love it.
Oh.
Yeah, Brandon with the assist.
I love it. I love it. I'll do ad-libs any day of the week. I'll do them any day of the week.
Joe's outdoing himself.
Hey.
Incredible.
Wow. Great.
Incredible.
Work, Joe.
I was thinking like there was like a written thing, but it's just off the dome freestyle bars.
They make me do it every week.
I love that.
And that's the only one that might have been okay.
I love that. I love that a lot.
Last week's was also fire.
Yeah.
It was pretty spat hot.
It was spat hot.
Can't wait to hear it.
Spat hot is my new favorite phrase.
Spat hot. Also, everyone, please leave us a review on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon.
We want those reviews.
But do that. Even if you do watch us on YouTube, if you could just go over to Apple, give us 5 stars, it helps share the show to a larger audience. It helps this show keep going. So if you like this and you want to hear more, that's a good way to make sure that we stick around.
Please.
Please.
That's a great
Go leave Brandel. Those stars.
Yeah.
Go leave those beautiful comments. Go do whatever it is that you need to do to make sure that we stick around for you.
Give
and I'll come
sweet,
back maybe
sweet
later.
Digital currency.
Absolutely. Okay. One thing we normally do when we have a new person on the pod is we get to know them a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to try something a little bit different with you.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Mm. Brandel?
Yes, Kevin.
I'm going to knee-jerk you. And what that means...
That was a weird... Okay.
I'm like, okay.
What? Pardon.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
It's that
I'm
kind
listening,
of podcast.
Kevin.
All right.
Is I'm going to ask you 10 questions.
10 of them.
And you're going to give me your instant knee-jerk answer to these questions. However, it's got to be one word.
One word.
Ooh.
One word.
All right.
Okay, you ready for this? Does it make sense?
As Pressure's prepared as I could ever be.
Okay.
We got a little background music.
Favorite food?
Scrambled eggs.
Ugh.
Favorite sound?
The sonido from Bleach.
Whoa.
One.
Can you do an example of what that is?
Cannot.
Okay.
Cannot. Not physically. Not physically with my okay. with my body.
Favorite person.
My mom.
Yeah. Love it.
Aww. Sorry, Dad.
Describe yourself.
Cool.
Yeah.
There you go. That's good.
If you could be any animal, what animal would you be?
Wolf.
Whoa. Ooh.
Something on your bucket list.
Tokyo.
Yes.
Nice.
Something you fear.
Death.
Yeah. Hell yeah, we do. Biggest inspiration.
Sterling K. Brown.
Whoa.
Hey.
Okay, we'll take it. We'll take it. Like,
that's an actor.
And finally, one word of life advice.
Happiness.
Aww. Okay. Wow. And I'll also add in one more thing. Favorite video game.
Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, we could have guessed it.
Kingdom Hearts proper?
The entire series.
Okay.
Whoa, Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts 2 is probably my favorite one.
What's your favorite recipe to make with Remy?
With Ratatouille, with the rat from Ratatouille in Kingdom Hearts 3?
Yeah.
I'm gonna make you so sad right now. I did not spend a lot of time there. I honestly, until you said that, I completely forgot that happened.
I didn't know that happened either.
There's a whole cooking section.
Because I haven't replayed Kingdom Hearts 3 since I originally played it, and plus like the DLC that came out a year later. But I have not spent time recipeing with Remy at all. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Is it one of those situations where you got to figure out 400 recipes and then you get like a cool sword?
Probably.
Would that be like one of your games then that is the most nostalgic for you? Because I have like...
Definitely.
Mine is Jack and Daxter.
Oh, we're going to talk about the freaking PlayStation exclusives? I love Jack and Daxter. I love Sly Cooper. I love Ratchet and Clank.
Yes.
Wow. All the wannabe mascots.
Oh, dude, those games were great though. Yeah.
Now,
I never finished the third Jack and Daxter.
Neither did I.
To this day, the desert was still killing me.
First one's still my go-to. But I'm curious, Joe and Cole, any of those games even come to mind when you think of this stuff?
I mean, I dabbled in all those games. I played them, but they're not the ones that I consider super nostalgic. Just because I go back, way farther.
Yeah. Hey, what's your nostalgic game?
I mean, if I'm going super nostalgic, we're going back to the NES. I have a very good memory of my dad coming home, and we had an NES. We had like Super Mario and Duck Hunt. We had the classics, right? Mm-hmm. Our TV broke, so we had to send the TV away to get it, you know, remastered and fixed and stuff. So he brought it back from the shop, and I think they messed up the TV so bad that they gave him another television.
TV.
He brings the television back. He opens the box. We didn't know he hid three video games in there for us as well.
Aww.
And cool, Tad.
We popped out Super Mario Brothers 3.
That feeling.
Metroid.
Whoa. Yo.
And I think like Punch Out. Like all thing. And I
was
like, this is the best day of my life. So a lot of NES and a lot of SNES. And I probably skew more SNES because that's where all my favy games are.
Yeah.
Those were where I played my first games on.
Really?
Super Nintendo. Yeah.
Damn. Mine was, I think, Game Boy. The original gray Game Boy. Yeah. And that was just like Tetris and Mario.
Kill all those AA batteries in like five seconds.
And I remember then the Game Boy Color. Yeah, the Game Boy Color came out. And then we got that little light that attached to the top of it that you could see things.
I also had a camera.
Yeah, one did have a camera.
I still have the camera at home.
Do you?
Yeah.
The Game Boy Advance came out at some point. What was one?
That's the silver order. One.
That was the
like
one that was like
wide.
Sideways. Yeah. Oh, man, I remember those.
But then, I mean, Christmas was my moments of that when I would open stuff, and I knew you could tell when it's a game,
of course,
and you know it's going to be a game, and seeing those games was the best feeling ever.
What's crazy about video games and getting them back then that I don't know if the youth today realize, you know, what are games, 60, 70 bucks now?
A lot of money.
They're like on average, right?
I literally don't buy games now because I'm like, I don't want to spend $70 today.
If you rewound time and you got to stay your age and you got to come over to the Fred Meyer in Columbia Falls, Montana and come buy a video game with me. You're like, let's go get an NES game today. And we go and they're behind the shelf so you can't steal them. We're looking at them behind the counter and you go, you know what? I really want to play that Time Lord game. How much do you think Time Lord was?
God. $10.
Still $60.
It was 60?
Games back then were still like $60 to get off of the shelf.
But isn't that like now, what, 150 or something like that?
Yeah, way more. They weren't cheap back then. No.
Well, I mean, mind you, a lot of those games are still going for pretty high.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you go to like a game store, they're like selling freaking Ocarina of Time for $70 to like $200. Mm-hmm. The gold
but
cartridge.
But to be fair to them, a video game provides hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of repeatable entertainment.
Yeah, repeatable.
Like, think about how much a movie ticket costs, and that is for just a
one-time thing.
Yeah, one-time, like, two-hour chunk of entertainment, whereas video games are 40 to 60 hours worth of entertainment.
I don't think I've thought about
that. If not more.
No, more. I mean,
so, like,
a lot more.
If you're going to go, like, price-cost equation, like, that is an extrapolation of how much content they have to make for a video game.
That's true.
Oh, I've never at the point where like I feel like games should be cheaper. I'm just like, when I decide I feel like a game is worth it for me, then I'm gonna take that plunge.
Right.
You know,
$60 plunge, like, $70.
Like I'm gonna do it every time. Like if it's a Kingdom Hearts, I would buy it tomorrow.
we know about you and Kingdom Hearts.
You know, if it was a Zelda game, I'd buy it.
Love those discounts on the PlayStation Store. That's what I wait for.
Yeah, dude.
Get that PlayStation Plus subscription. It's actually way worth it. Mm-hmm. You get free games every month. Awesome.
I don't think I knew you get free ones.
You get free games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Nicole, you put your first video game with Duck Hunt as well.
Uh-huh. Same thing. Like
same thing.
Oh, original NES. So it came with Duck Hunt and it came with Super Mario. I think my mom bought me like an Ariel the Little Mermaid game. Whoa. And it was really funny because like when my guy friends would all come over and they'd be like, yo, what video games do you have? I'm like, Ariel the Little Mermaid. And my mom would come out of the kitchen and like all the guys would be like huddled around like our TV being like, swim, Ariel, swim.
I kind of like that. That's
you got a girl.
That's really cute. I like that.
And then I was telling Plaquey that my Santa was very educational. So after my NES, I got a console called Socrates.
Whoa.
Explain Socrates to me right now.
Please. I've been waiting.
Socrates, I think it was called like VTech Socrates.
Okay.
Was a console that came out between original NES before Sega Genesis.
Okay.
And it had a full keyboard.
Yeah, there it is.
And it was designed as an educational video game. So there were like spelling challenges and math challenges on it.
This
and
is probably what they had in Kumon.
Was it like...
Yes! Seriously. I also went to Kumon.
Did you really?
Yeah!
And was it
don't know about
fun?
That these days.
Yeah, it kind of was. Okay. I do remember, like, you had to, like, get your robot to, like, go. I think the robot's name was Socrates, and you had to get him to go. Sense. And if you didn't, like, get the math equations right, he, like, wouldn't move forward. And that was, like, how you progressed your character. Forward.
Cool.
Socrates.
Socrates.
But what I didn't know.
I mean, it's a great freaking name.
Tricked into learning.
Tricked into learning.
How I learned my ABCs.
Yeah.
Remember Leapfrog, though, too. I remember I had to do some Leapfrog days in my youth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was a whole thing. That's so interesting.
I'm trying to think. When was my first game? Mega Man X.
Mega Man.
I think Mega Man X on Super Nintendo.
Game's perfection.
Yeah. Was it Sega Dreamcast?
Oh, yeah. Sega Dreamcast.
I think I had a Sega Dreamcast because I had all of the ripped games from Japan so I could have DDR, the Congo game.
Yeah.
There was a Maracas game that you had to like shake.
If you had a Sega Dreamcast, you were secretly and unknowingly the coolest fucking kid on the block.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
What?
I didn't know anybody with freaking Segas.
Mm-hmm.
How come?
Secretly one of the best consoles. People freak out over them. The gaming lexicon on that system. Legendary.
Dreamcast.
People love the Dreamcast.
It's one of those like widely, widely loved.
Yep.
Systems.
But not a lot of people had
Not a lot of people had them.
And I think it was really because it was the only thing that I could play cheat games from Japan on. Because you had to like load a disc to like rewire the system and then load your Japanese disc to like swap them in and out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this is a story.
Yeah.
So I, in the eighth grade, so 2008, I had to.
Can we stop aside?
I'm so sorry. This is just when I'm doing it. I had to mod.
Brandon got his driver's license last year.
Can you imagine? Could you imagine?
No, I modded my PS2 to do something very similar to that where I had to get a disc that would like start my PS2 to play games that were technically region locked. And it was, surprise here, it was Kingdom Hearts final, Kingdom Hearts 1 final mix and Kingdom Hearts 2 final mix. But I had my parents buy these for me for my birthday. And then I got them. I didn't realize that they were going to be region locked. So then I like tried to play. It didn't work. So my birthday is a month before Christmas. So I was like, can I just have this mod set for Christmas? And they were like, sure. And they got me that. And then I modded it so that I could play those games.
They were like, we don't know what you're asking for. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Literally, they just like bought it off a Japanese website too.
Yeah.
And just sent to my house. Eventually got to my house.
Shout out parents.
Modding that stuff.
Did you guys have a friend that was the opposite console of you that you would this was my Xbox friend or this was my Sega Genesis friend?
Yeah, and that kid went down a slippery slope.
That kid's dead.
Not until like the Xbox, like PlayStation age, like PS3, Xbox 360. I had both.
You did?
I did.
I had a Sega Genesis friend, so we were the Super Nintendo family. Yeah. They were the Sega one. Sega and it always felt just like kind of cool going over to the Sega Genesis house. It was like, these aren't our, and the system's black.
This looks cool.
What's going on here? I don't understand. So we had that, and Sega Genesis Pat. For sure. Yep. You know what else we didn't have? Sorry, that was the other thing. You grew up with your friends playing online.
Yes. I mean, not until high school.
Your formative years. You had the online experience.
We sure did.
We had AOL dial-up.
Yes,
and
we did.
I did play online games with my AOL dial-up because that's when Jackbox started.
Oh, really? So you're playing those games?
Oh, Jackbox started?
Yeah, I used to play Jackbox on dial-up.
What?
Wow,
that's crazy.
Yep.
It's just trivia. Back
better hope you don't get a phone call.
They had the trivia, and it was like a fast-paced trivia thing with that same snarky voice.
Wait a minute. Were you in a chat room and some guy named Jack was making you play a game called Jackbox, and we're in a bad spot right now?
There was another one where it would give you a bunch of letters, like an acronym, but it was just like a random string of letters in a category. And everybody would have to, like, come up with what that acronym was. And then it was a group voting thing. So people would then vote on who their favorite acronym was. And that's how you got points and how you moved up
the
leaderboard.
Jackbox, yeah.
So, yeah. Jackbox.
For sure.
Yeah. I did not know it was that old. And now they're on, like, 8 or 9, I think, that is.
For sure. Well, it was a board game first.
But, yeah, but it was a mix of
– you did in-person.
Because, like, we were, like, I, like, end of, like, millennials. So, like, we grew up with both, you know, playing, having to be at – the house to play with your friends,
right?
And then we moved into playing online, and my mostly like end of middle school, high school years and onward.
Whole youth was like, if you're gonna play a video game with your friends, you went over to their place. Online until I was in college.
It definitely started out that way up until I was probably middle school, which was like 13. I'll give an age on that one. In 2000 and I don't know. Sorry, but what was your first big online game? Because I hate to say it, but it's Call of Duty for me. That game was amazing.
You do not seem like a Call of Duty player.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
No. Call of Duty 4 was, I think, was the best Call of Duty to this day to me. OG Modern Warfare, I think, is the best. It was that game and Halo.
See, but that was Xbox. I never had an Xbox, so I couldn't have that experience.
But you never had Xbox.
I know, dude. So I've always
really
been a PlayStation
had the Halo experience.
Boy. Mm-mm. I know. But what if I started it now? Do you think?
Experience? No.
No, it wouldn't do it.
I never played Halo online. I would play Halo when we would do the quad split.
The split screen.
Split screen.
Yeah, no.
Split screen.
That's how it started.
Yeah.
That's how it started. OG Xbox Halo 1.
GoldenEye 2.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I remember every day after, well, not every day, but more days than I should have, it was just, I want to get home and eat Burger King and have, and play Call of Duty.
Yeah,
I was
the same way, Kev. I like literally, I used to lock in with my friends.
Right.
And I played on insane sensitivity. I was really good.
You were hanging out in that same chat room as Nicole. God dang it, bro.
No, I was really,
oh, Jack.
I was
Jack's
really
like,
good.
Put it on insane sensitivity.
I was really good, and I love Call of Duty 4. Such a good game.
I think my husband worked on Call of Duty 4.
Whoa.
What? Your husband worked on Call of Duty 4?
So my husband
Send me his autograph tomorrow.
Oh, well, my husband also worked at Atari.
Send me his autograph tomorrow. I'll be back.
And he's actually, he's on one of the, like, old Atari boxes.
No way.
Because really? They came in and they needed some stock photos of humans playing games to put on their boxes.
That's crazy.
And, like, he was their social media marketing person, they were like, pose, smile.
Could you imagine, like one day I end up meeting him without knowing this information, and then I go and buy a freaking Sega Genesis, and then period. I'm like,
wait a minute.
I met this guy.
He looks so much younger.
Yeah, he has, like, all the OG Atari, like, posters up in my house, our house.
That's fun.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a dedicated gaming corner, like, in your place where it's, like, there was the living room section where everybody kind of lived and you had your TV, but then, like, the kids had their corner where the video games were, and that's where you would go play them?
Well, I only had one TV growing up, so no.
We had a basement.
The basement. Okay, gaming basement.
We had the basement. My mom and dad, we lived in a fairly nice neighborhood in Atlanta, mm-hmm. or Metro Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
But four boys, so, like, we were in the basement.
Yeah.
We were in the basement. My mom loved the living room, and my dad was up there watching with her. My mom, honestly, like, it's so, I feel like I could count on, like, two sets of hands how many times I've seen my mother in that basement. Yeah. Fully finished.
Damn.
You know? But yeah, we had the basement. Yeah. And
the gaming
they
basement.
Just stayed, they just stayed away until somebody started crying.
Sad. I want to hit all four of us.
Sure.
Some of favorites. Okay. So first, let's do top three video games.
We'll start with you, Mr. Joe.
I could go first if you guys want to.
We'll start with you.
Go for it.
Because mine are, I don't know how I feel about it, but I tried to really be honest with myself, mm-hmm. okay? It's Jak and Daxter.
Great.
For sure.
Fantastic.
Guitar Hero.
Oh, that's such a good pull.
Me and Kevin aren't like best friends.
We forget about
today.
It. It's so good.
We just met today.
Because of just...
It's a great game.
It's so good.
Revolutionary.
Yeah. And of course there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of games that I love so much, but Guitar Hero had that extra level.
Ooh.
And then this one I could lose you on this one, Brandel. But I played it in high school when it was in alpha version.
Minecraft. Oh, you haven't lost me at all.
Okay.
if anything, we're more locked in.
Did you go to MineCon?
No. See, that was later. That was when it became too popular.
Because I went to MineCon.
Uh-oh.
With Yogscast.
What?
Yeah.
I love Yogscast.
Yeah.
What?
Nicole's like, I don't think I should be on this podcast.
My favorite thing is Yogscast did a video. And I remember this, like, ooh, when we talk about noises, this noise of when you put two bunnies into a little box and then you just hear. Pop, 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 pop,
you could do that?
Pop, pop. Yeah, you can make the bunnies. Bunny.
See, this is, when did you stop playing Minecraft?
So, no, the question is, when did I start?
Oh.
So high school me, like early me, never played Minecraft. I didn't have friends who did.
Okay.
So I just didn't get the hype. Like, I saw it and I was like,
No, you
I didn't start.
That.
I didn't start playing Minecraft until 2019.
Damn.
When one of my best friends lives in Korea, she was like, we should find a game to play together, like, online. And I was like, okay. She was like, you want to play Minecraft? And I was like, you know, I never played Minecraft. I was obsessed.
Dude.
I got obsessed so quick. Like, I'm so sad that I didn't play that game 10 years prior. I was so mad at myself. I was like, I love this game.
Yeah.
I love
With
this
friends,
game.
Too, when you get to make your own world, it's so fun. And I feel like I have a guilty, like, it's my guilty pleasure, because I would probably spend, I remember there were Skype calls with, because that's how we would talk with me and my friend for like 8 hours long.
And like, ooh.
And that means that I was just sitting in that room for 8 hours playing Minecraft, getting food just down when I got hungry. It's like, to think about that now, like, oh.
Minecraft is one of those games that, like, you, like, start a task or whatever, and the next thing you know, you've been playing the game for 8 hours.
But now are you going to go home and put two bunnies into a box?
I mean, maybe. My bunny box
sounds like a fun game.
I have real ones to put into one.
Good top three, or good favorite three.
Thank you, Joe.
Pretty good. All right, if I have to answer right now off the top of the dome, number one forever and for always is Chrono Trigger.
Love it.
Ooh,
number one. That's the one game that, like, as long as it is from start to finish, I've played the most. Like, went back and, I'm going to take this journey again.
Right.
Yeah.
Bubble Bobble.
Whoa.
Bubble Bobble.
Wait,
I
like
from love Bubble Bobble.
The arcade, like joystick.
Yeah.
Arcade's
yeah.
a good yeah. game, but to put that up there.
And wow. any port. It's just that's crazy. It's Who infinitely playable.
True.
Yeah. It's infinite because there's a high score mechanism, the difficulty level as you get going. It's just very fun. And there's a co-op if you want, whatever.
Yeah.
I think Bubble Bobble is secretly up there.
Wow.
And then it's
Candy Crush.
I'm going to cheat. It's like probably Final Fantasy VII.
Ooh.
But I also really like Final Fantasy III, American version. Earthbound.
Ooh, Earthbound. Again, great game.
SNES JRPGs yep. are kind of where I'm going. Secret of Mana. Like, that was just kind of
just
my,
listing. That's my wheelhouse. Games.
Yeah.
Just listing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, those no,
Final Fantasy though was a surprise. I didn't know you were Final Fantasy. Damn,
remakes great. Okay.
The but remakes incredible.
Kingdom Hearts never interested you.
Here's my hot take on Kingdom Hearts.
Randall, get ready.
I tried. I gave it a shot. Mm-hmm. I missed the bandwagon. I hated the fighting system so much that I couldn't do it.
I think that gets a
See,
lot.
I think there are two.
It was
like,
so
different
tedious.
You think it was tedious?
It was well, I think because I played one and they hadn't perfected it yet. Mm. I think it was broken.
One is hard.
It was broken.
One was
Kingdom
hard.
Kingdom Hearts is it's Kingdom hard. Hearts 1 is a tough game. 2 is like that fighting is so smooth. It's different.
Yeah. But, that's what I figured, but I couldn't. I mean, picking up the little blue balls.
You're not going to get everybody.
Yeah, it could be like the cilantro gene.
I thought turn-based fighting was tedious. You know, like mm-hmm. I just couldn't.
And
I
it could
just
be.
Couldn't do it. I'm like a... Smack like a just a
hit the button.
Just, I yeah. just click yeah. like yeah. just spam smash. That thing, you
yep.
know?
Yeah,
button smash.
It should have been in my wheelhouse. Like I feel like I missed it, and it's kind of bothersome.
You probably wouldn't.
But I ain't ever going back.
Yeah, no, it's too late now. Yeah. I was like really, you know, done.
Not gonna do it.
Brando, you're up.
Obviously, Kingdom Hearts.
Of course.
I'm curious what your next ones are because there's a few that I thought of, and I was like, I don't know. I'm gonna say Zelda.
Good.
Franchise say, in general or a certain one?
See, I'm going to say the franchise in general because it's going to be very okay. difficult for me to pick between Ocarina of Time, Twilight Princess, Breath of the Wild, and Tears of the Kingdom.
Damn.
Because those are all incredible games.
They are.
So we'll say Zelda as a whole.
Okay. Cheater.
You can take it.
I hate you.
Uh-oh. Somebody's going to make a
choice. I feel it, man. Yeah. It's tough.
The Last of Us.
Okay.
Good
game. The Last of Us 1, I think, is one of, like, my favorite stories I've, like, ever experienced gaming.
But I also really like Last of Us 2.
The Last of Us 2 is also incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say the franchise and just cheat again.
I could,
yeah.
but...
A bunch of cheaters.
But no, but that first one was... video that game first is video one games. hit me in a way...
Dude, yeah.
That, like, I just didn't expect it to. Like, I had no... I was on... to the bandwagon late too because I didn't play it when it was originally on the PS3 I think
yeah that's where
I played it when it was remastered on the PS4 in like 2014 or like 15 and funny story the React channel at the time was like playing it online and I saw them post a video and I watched the first episode where they were just you know in the first stages of like his daughter dying and stuff and I said I'm gonna go buy that tomorrow.
Whoa.
I went and I bought it and I played it and this and it was like I was speechless at the end of it. It was
like now,
incredible. It was incredible.
Crazy thing is that
outside of that, go ahead.
Nicole, I think like you're two of your favorites. If
I had written them out beforehand and Brandel just stole
he
two
just
of
stole
mine.
Of them.
No.
Because I had written originally Kingdom Hearts, Last of Us, and WarioWare.
I'm so glad you brought it up.
Great game. So, like,
it's a good pick.
Crazy pick.
If you guys, like, I was a party gamer.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
that's like, yeah. like, I was a social party gamer. So we played a lot of Mario Party, played a lot of Mario Kart, loved the silliness of WarioWare.
WarioWare's awesome.
It's amazing.
And it became the, like, in college when we had debates or fights. We would settle our arguments over games of WarioWare.
That's actually incredible.
And like that became our thing.
Yeah. Did you bring that into your marriage?
I have to watch a lot of Baldur's Gate. I've watched a lot of Baldur's Gate. Yeah, I know way too much about Baldur's Gate.
I'm with you.
But I will give, since he took those, I'm going to add one more into the mix, which this was just a beautiful experience to play with my husband, was It Takes Two.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's
I started
a
that.
Co-op game, and it just, It's a very well done co-op game that takes you through so many emotions of a relationship and of like being a partner and what it means to be a partner and what it means to be in something together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That I wasn't expecting.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell me how to feel, game.
The play style, too, is like you play as the husband and the wife.
Yeah.
And then they're two different games.
They're not getting along, or they're about to get a
divorce. They're about to get a divorce, mm-hmm. and the kid basically wishes them to fall back in love.
Right. Yeah.
And there's a very creepy book of love that leads you through all of the things.
It won game of the year, too.
Yeah. And then I will also throw, just because it's so cute, Stray.
Stray?
Stray. Had a lot of hype when it came out.
Yeah, it did. I never played it. Unfortunately,
oh, it's so cute.
I like when I was thinking of those games. Now I'm listening. I'm like, Smash Bros.
Yeah,
Guitar Hero is also one of my favorite games.
But Smash Bros. 2 was
Guitar Hero and Rock
to.
Band. Like,
dude,
made me who I am. Partly,
yeah, agreed. That's like if I was to think about the things that I forgot or couldn't make into the list. I think the concept of Guitar Hero and Rock Band now. Why are they gone? Why aren't we getting?
Thank you.
Why aren't we getting new games like that?
No idea, because it pisses me off. Because I love to play.
Right?
I play to this day. Like I have a Clone Hero on my computer.
Do people not like to rock
anymore?
Here's
what I think.
What's going on?
I don't know.
And even before then, there was a karaoke version, and you had like a headset with a microphone, and like that was before those games were released, and it was on PlayStation, and you could sing. It was a very They didn't really track your words, so you could just hum the tune.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was similar.
You could do that in Rock Band.
Exactly.
But, I mean, it was a new, touch on rhythm games. Because prior to that, it was just like, okay, there was one dance game that I can't remember.
You had the Maraca game. You had the Donkey Conga.
The Donkey Congos. Parappa da Rappa. I don't know if y'all are familiar with
that.
Yeah.
I'm sure eventually, though.
It's got it.
It's just one of those games I feel like is so loved.
And I feel like if you could combine that with a Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh, DDR. I love
where
DDR.
You could
dance and
move
guitar.
And dance, or move and sing, or move and do something else.
Fortnite.
You can. I remember, though, I would do the guitar and the singing. On Rock Band, you do players.
You could do both.
Yeah, you could do both of that.
The dancing, I don't know. I don't know if you can.
Crazy. Well, you need to. Yeah.
Unless you're Motown trained.
Let me go, and we'll get back because we said we were going to get back to this. I was a DDR girl in high school, and I was a pretty good DDR girl. A group of us went to the arcade from React after one of our events, and Jamie was like, I'll do DDR with you. And I was like, okay, I can hang. Man.
Slaughter you.
Man. Man, am I old and out of shape.
Oh, no. If there is a way to be humbled, it's by DDR after not playing DDR in 20 years.
Dude. Yeah, not playing DDR in 20 years, and then also against Jamie.
Yeah, who's dancing.
Okay, I have questions, Nicole. Were you one of those people, because I would always see these people when I'd go to the mini golf, and you go to the arcade, and there's a person going nuts on that thing. Was
their
that
hands
you?
On the bar?
That's what I was going to ask.
Hands on the bar, and we would come up with choreography where we could do two people at the same time and then switch sides.
Oh, that's so sick. That's so
and
sick.
And it was,
disgusting.
Our bowling alley at the end of the street had DDR.
That's a cool bowling alley.
I was also a laser tag kid.
I love it.
I had the annual pass at laser tag, and I was a ranked laser tagger.
Guys, I think I want to get to this game that we're going to play a video game that we're going to play. No.
I was like,
I'm prepared.
Before he explains that, Beat Saber. Beat Saber is also really cool and the newest version of what we're talking about. Worth your time, dude.
I've never played
VR.
Oh,
is tough.
You'd like Beat Saber. Yeah. It is a little.
VR is kind of they scare me.
I haven't fallen into it yet.
Yeah.
That game is great.
Yeah.
Yep.
With glasses, it's not.
I'm sure that may. I mean, I can wear it without these.
Well, can't you can't you take it off and focus it in a way that your eyes.
Yeah, I can, but my eyes suck.
Got old.
Yeah, I got old. Also, man, the first time I put on VR glasses, I played I think it was the Batman game, which is kind of like a scary, creepy game.
Yeah.
And I was in it, and I was kind of walking around. What I forgot was that there were also three cats in the house that just kept running between my legs.
Oh, no.
I screamed bloody murder, and I literally thought I was going to die because scary stuff is happening around me and then cats.
Damn cats.
Crazy.
All right, Kevin, your game.
Yeah. Well, it's a classic game here at React. Okay. We're going to do Boot, Marry, Kill.
Yes.
Yay.
Let's go. We've done this many a time.
Yeah.
I do love a good Boot, Marry, Kill.
Jada.
And flawless every time.
Yeah. Jada has produced quite a bit of these, and she does a great job. And two of them, I think, now are on the channel that are video game themed. Mm-hmm. So go watch those. They're pretty fun. But neither one of you three have been on one of those episodes. So you haven't experienced the video game Boot, Marry, or Kill yet.
Okay.
I don't know. I have. You have?
Yeah, I'm pretty
I shot one last week.
Oh,
what video? A video game. It's not out yet.
It's not out yet, though.
There we go. Okay.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah.
So normally there's like themes to each round, right? Mm-hmm. I decided I want to just put random matchups.
Grab the bag.
Thank you. Grab bag.
Do we get to know all three of them off the jump?
No, sir.
Dang it.
Absolutely not.
That's not how this works.
God.
You know how we play Boot, Marry, Kill.
Please.
Can you play some sexy music?
Let's do it.
No, just a little background. It doesn't have to be super sexy.
Yeah.
All right. First up, we got Luigi.
Aww.
Okay.
All right, dude. What's
okay.
up?
All right.
Aww.
And Crash Bandicoot.
Oh. Ooh. Boy, okay. This is grab bag. It could be anything.
Yep.
Yeah, this is scary.
I feel like
I think man. I'm marrying Luigi.
Yep.
I'm going around that same line. I feel like I'd kill Crash.
Oh, I was actually poop a Bandicoot.
Oh, yeah,
you know me. Wild. I like full things.
Stitch.
Go ahead.
It's got that same.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little wild.
He's crazy.
I think I'm also going to marry Luigi. I think Luigi's used to being in a relationship.
Yeah.
But he's also looking for love. He needs a little bit more attention. I think I could provide that, and I think he would provide it back to me. Same. Plus, he's a tall king.
Oh, yeah.
He is tall.
He's a tall king.
And I think he would protect me in that way.
Crash Bandicoot
is also very scared of things, though.
Crash Bandicoot looks like he's going to ravage me in all the ways that I don't want.
No, all the ways I want.
I'm afraid of Crash.
No,
I'm afraid of Crash. No shirt, no service, sir. Goodbye, you're dead.
Yeah.
All right. Killing
same.
Crash.
We're all killing Luigi and kill Crash.
Oh, you're killing Crash?
But you're booping.
I'm booping.
She's gonna okay.
So I'm killing.
Yeah, you're killing.
What'd you do to us, Kevin?
Isabel.
Hey. I'm okay with that.
Isabel from Animal Crossing.
I guess I'll have to boop Isabel you got from a booper, Animal Crossing.
Which feels wrong.
It's so wrong.
Yeah,
so
I think
ways.
I won.
But I mean, think about it. Like, it was either Crash or Isabel. Like, what?
You're killing this woman, Nicole? Look at her.
I'm fine with killing her.
Wow.
She's so sweet.
She's so sweet. And look at that shirt.
Yeah.
She's also very dangerous in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Yeah. She'll mess you up.
She'll mess you up.
All right, next. Donkey Kong.
Mm.
Man, so big that
he's in the other frame.
Through
he's
your
in
frame.
The
other
frame. Versus Spyro.
Ooh.
Throwback.
What you gonna
Spyro
do
the
with
Dragon.
That thumb, Donkey Kong.
I thought the same thing.
Hello. I think I'll kill Donkey Kong.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't have an attachment to Donkey Kong like that.
I think I'm with you. I'd kill Donkey Kong. We all know I'm booping Spyro.
I think I boop Spyro.
Oh, you booping Spyro?
I think I'll boop Spyro too.
Yeah.
Well, it's because Spyro's got a little butt plug on the end of his tail.
Yeah. Hell, man.
Look
no.
at it. Yeah.
But what about the thumb?
He's also got two thing. On top of his head.
It'd be a lot of fun with Spyro.
Spyro had no thumbs.
All right, we're booping Spyro, it sounds like. What about you, Joe?
Well, you know, I'll vary it up. Let's boop Donkey Kong.
Okay.
I think I'd do the same, dude.
Let's boop it, Donkey. All let's, right. you know, if we're going to do it, let's just go all the way with this. Yeah, I'm going to go a couple.
Dude, he's massive.
I'm going to take a second. I'm going to go a couple steps back on the evolutionary chart. See if I can mix things up.
But you could have, like, flight boops with Spyro.
Well, I'm going to marry Spyro.
High club.
In the sky.
I can marry Spyro because Spyro is going to keep me warm at night.
Yeah.
Spyro is free transportation.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, and I think Spyro will protect me and make me feel safe.
All right.
I like those choices. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Joe's going to kill Bowser.
Perfect choice, baby!
And you guys are marrying Bowser.
Have
fun.
Gosh. Have fun. Gosh. Well, you guys are his second choice in life.
Right.
You guys are consolation prizes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in the back room. We're hoping he comes home.
Guess
night.
What else you're doing? You're taking care of a shit ton of kids. You guys are boned.
Oh, God.
You live Autumn in a castle, juniors.
We do live in a castle.
We live in a castle,
though. True. I'm like, I don't think I have to worry about funds ever.
Yeah.
And I mean, if
Phil's
we're talking
Serenade,
I was going to say Jack Black Bowser is a whole nother. Yeah.
A lot of people are married to people like Bowser today.
Okay, next one. Clank.
Head up. What up?
From
Clank.
Ratchet and Clank.
Why they all got such a probing pose?
They do. I selectively had
his
some
fun.
His
finger is up in the air. It's ready to go places.
It's he. She. He.
My name's Clank, brother.
He.
Is there a, is there a gender, I mean, associated with Clank?
He has a male
Clank
voice
just a,
to him.
Okay.
Okay.
He's a robot.
And we also have Kirby here.
Okay. Well, there's right, a so very Kirby perverted egg in my world.
Kirby's alive. He's my man in Smash.
You're one of them.
No, I'm different. No, I don't think you understand
you're
how
like the
different
rest
I am.
Of them.
No.
I love him. You suck people in and poop them out.
Yeah. I don't even use that. I've never used that move.
What?
Ooh,
what?
Okay.
Are you good?
Oh, I'm insane.
Are you good?
I'm insane. See, here's the thing. People always do this. They hear that I say my main's Kirby. They will never see my Kirby unless I think they're worthy.
Ooh.
And 9 out of 10 times,
drop the bars
not
over here.
Wow.
They're not. I use a Gager when I play. I use Ness first. And then Link is like my prime. Like, I'll use Link.
Middle ground.
Well, Kirby and Link are my mains. But Kirby, if I feel like I just have to destroy you,
I see.
I will play with
and
Kirby.
You don't do that move.
No, I hardly ever use it, actually. It's like, honestly, if you see me use that move, that just means something's not right.
You're panicking.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So where does that set him, though?
Yeah.
Or I guess it's him.
Kirby's marrying Kirby.
You are marrying Kirby.
I'm marrying Kirby.
Okay.
Sorry
to
get distracted.
I wonder if we're the same.
He can't. Well, he's my main.
Okay. Oh, okay.
He's my main man. Or girl.
Okay. Joe.
Kirby's a man.
All right. So I'm gonna marry Kirby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kill Clank. Sorry, okay. Clank. But I'm marrying Kirby not because of the perverted oral skills. We all know.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
We know. It's less that. Guys, Kirby could be anything you want.
Yeah, right?
Yes, he can.
Right? Ooh.
I was going to say, for that reason, I'd boop Kirby.
Oh.
Killing
he's
Clank.
He's also a survivor.
Killing Clank. We're all killing Clank.
Yeah, let me kill Clank as well.
Well.
Yeah, no.
But Kevin's
one of you is marrying. The other two are booping.
I'm booping.
Wario.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Wario.
I live with that. I'm seeing a trend on these.
Yeah.
The last person always stinks. I'm kidding.
As we talked we'll about see. It, I do love me some Wario.
But I know this game. You do love Wario. You're okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Man, Wario's... this guy smells like he would smell.
Wario.
Yeah,
he looks like he smells. He looks like
Wario just looks like a walking fetish.
Yeah.
He's just somebody's fetish.
God.
But look at those arms. He's buff.
Yeah, he is pretty buff.
No, he's strong. Buff.
He's strong.
He you also know? Has some really strong
He'll
farts.
He'll take me on unique adventures.
He stinks. He's stinky.
Okay. That was one of those, like, take one for the team moments.
Yeah.
Like,
this one's a little bit different, okay?
Okay.
First one is Yoshi, right?
Ah. Yoshi.
But then we also have Lady Dimitrescu. Or is it Dimitrescu? I think it goes
I've
both ways.
I've never played Resident Evil.
You've never played Resident Evil.
I'm lost here.
She's sexy.
You don't
big
know
player.
Her?
And everybody
no.
wants
no,
to
I'm
her
definitely
to
booping.
Step on this.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
definitely
already
booping.
Know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she don't look bad.
She's like 9 feet tall, too, Nicole.
Oh, I love a tall woman.
All right.
I love a tall woman.
She's an evil tall woman.
Mm.
The meme, the My joke type. Was that you wanted her to step on you.
Right.
Everybody's like, step on me.
Yep.
Naturally. It wouldn't be too hard either. I'm only 5'11".
Boop.
Sorry.
Booping?
Yeah, I'm gonna boop.
You're
gonna
kill or marry Yoshi.
So I'm trying to make a decision on.
I would say I'm gonna boop Yoshi.
Okay.
Okay.
For the opposite reasons why you guys would want to boop Kirby.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what you're talking about there.
Yoshi. Yeah.
And he'll carry the child for you too.
Oh yeah.
Case.
Oh yeah.
That's true.
Throw him in an egg.
Yep.
Yoshi would have some verbal trouble.
Yoshi.
I don't think he's like that though.
I was going to say.
How'd you do that?
His tongue's going to be busy elsewhere.
Okay.
So I might kill Yoshi.
What are you doing with the?
You're killing Yoshi.
I might kill Yoshi.
I'm going to kill the lady. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
fine.
Kill Yoshi.
Okay.
All right.
Oh,
last
wait. One.
Okay. I'm gonna.
Yeah. What are you doing with the lady?
I'm gonna take a chance. I'm gonna marry Yoshi just because, you know, again, transportation for life. I can utilize the things that Nicole said she was gonna utilize as well.
And he's a dinosaur.
If I need to borrow some shoes,
he's ancient.
Yep.
Need to borrow some shoes.
It's great. There's a part of me that just wants to make sweet love to Lady D just because she'll like wrap. She's so big, she wrapped me up like I'm a pig in a blanket. I love that. She's just holding me tight. But I'm,
yeah,
just
brother.
Because you've done so many bad ones, I have to think a good one's coming, so I'm going to kill the Lady D.
Right.
Cross
right,
my fingers right. for That's a good boop.
All right. Well, the last one. Is Cloud.
Yes! I'm in, baby. Oh.
We won. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Up.
Yes.
What up?
Love Cloud.
What up? I can fix you, baby.
Cloud from Final Fantasy.
I'll fix you.
Okay,
he's messed
next
up.
One.
He's got troubled, some problems.
That's okay.
He's troubled, but
he's got some magic powers, though.
But Advent Children, every single time I watch that movie, things change.
Oh.
The next one is... Astarion from Baldur's Gate.
Right, people are horny for this guy. I don't know anything about him.
Dude, not like
he
obsessed.
Sucked my blood, and then I had to like be bloodless for a whole day, and it was very annoying.
Oh wow, how'd that feel for your character?
Yeah, no, I didn't love it. We also didn't really know what was happening, so I didn't know why I was rolling so low, and like that was definitely the problem.
Okay. So he's a piece of shit.
We also have
Geralt. There's a trend here.
Oh.
Wait a minute, let me think of the third.
Astarion.
Geralt.
Okay.
Done. Marrying Geralt.
I'm killing Astarion.
Killing Astarion.
Okay. I'm gonna.
So Astarion sucks, like straight up, right?
Well, I don't know. I've never played Baldur's Gate.
No. He doesn't suck.
Astarion's a very useful and helpful.
Yeah. He's kind of egotistical. Like, yeah.
I just have no connection to him.
But like, if you use him wisely, because he is very bloodthirsty, he's a very good like killer aid on your team.
You gotta charm him.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like too much work. I'm killing him.
A lot of work.
You're killing him.
I want it to be about me. Astarion sounds like it's about Astarion.
No, it is definitely about Astarion.
I'm going to kill Astarion. I think, am I going to boop or marry Geralt?
Oh, marry Geralt.
Witcher.
I don't know, but like if the trend here is the trend that I think it
might be. I'll marry Witcher.
I don't know.
Geralt.
Yeah, I'll marry the Witcher.
Marry him.
Also, so we all booping? Around on Roach?
You're all booping.
Sephiroth?
You're all booping.
No, Toad.
Toad.
I'm also okay with this.
You're all booping Toad. Wait, you're okay with this?
Yeah.
Yeah, just one time. I just gonna hear those screams one time.
Yeah.
What's up, Toad?
That
Toad.
Head.
Let me go.
That doesn't sound pleasant.
He's a good driver.
Okay, next up, Lara Croft.
Oh, Lara Croft.
Is it Lara?
It is.
Lara.
You'll get
it's
a Lara.
It's Lara.
Well, if you say if Lara. You got to be real careful with how you say it. People will get on your ass.
Lara.
And
her name is Lara.
Kratos.
Ooh, oh, how could I dare kill either of
father
Jules?
Great.
Well, I feel
father.
Like you're making this hard for me on purpose, though.
What is Kratos? Like
he's a god. God.
The is god it of god of war? War. God okay, of war. I've watched this game.
Yeah. It's a great watch.
Atreus, to me.
Yes,
boy.
There he is.
Boy.
Okay,
boy. Depends on the weapon and the man. I love that game.
He gets a little softer as with the farther we go along.
Yes, he does. He's a troubled man.
He's trying his best.
He's trying his best to make sure that his son doesn't end up like him.
Overcoming the sins of his past.
But in doing
I remember
that,
this now.
In doing when that, I, has a hard time doing it.
When I don't know a game, I make my husband do a dramatic reenactment of the game for me. Okay.
Has this happened with God of War?
With God of War, yeah. Because he wanted to play God of War, and I was like, well, you can only do it if you tell me everything that's going on.
Okay.
So he just swings his chains around for 3 hours. Haphazardly.
Yeah.
And then he's like, that's it. Look.
What are we doing?
He's a good dude. He's gotten softer. If you, early games, there's some quick time making love scenes, so we know he's got
some
skills. He's got some skills.
You know,
press that X button.
A good boop.
A good boop.
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 He's so gruff. Could I fix you? No.
Nah. Well, he's trying to fix himself.
He is, but I don't know.
He's working on it.
All right. Ooh. I'm marrying Lara and I'm killing the god.
Laura's never going to be around.
Then I'd be a god killer.
Laura's not going to be around. You're going to
be. Oh, wow.
The very, strength. That's pretty good.
I understand.
God,
I see where you're going for there. You're going for the ultimate champion.
Yeah.
Yes, I like that.
She's going to be on adventures. You're going to be worried if she's going to come home safe.
She sends her stuff back to me. Why do I just live the like, rich life?
I'm going to marry Lara Croft. Why? She'd be raiding them tombs. She'd come back. She's rich, too.
Rich, yeah.
She's
and you're
rich.
Just sitting at home, so you're basically like a kept like treasure hoarder.
She's rich.
I just hate how attractive she is. She's a cartoon. I'm sitting here going, damn.
She's bad.
Like, damn.
All right, you booping, Joe?
I'm gonna boop. I'm gonna keep it physical.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Keep it physical? Okay.
Because, explore my body. Let's go on an adventure. Find all the caves. Get the treasure.
Okay.
I'm trying to decide if I want to
I will
marry
be a god killer
kill.
As well.
Damn.
I want to see who I'm marrying.
I'm trying to figure out if I want to kill or boop Kratos.
I don't think Kratos would accept my humor. I don't think he'd keep me around.
Bed.
Anywhere. Yeah, yeah.
I just feel like it'd be so hard to kill him.
I think so too, dude. I think that would be like your last thing you do on Earth.
Right, like I would probably die afterwards.
Right.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But this is so hard. I think I... Put me a rock, paper, scissors right now. Your kill, I'm boop.
1, 2, 3, shoot?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, shoot!
Oh, boom. Joe wins with paper.
I'm killing him.
I'm killing him.
Okay.
That means you're boop... Brandel's booping?
I'm marrying Lara Croft. Oh, yeah, and I'm booping. I'm booping who's left.
Yeah, we're all booping.
I'm marrying who's left.
Oh. Okay. Yay! It's Sonic, but... It's the first design of Sonic from the live action.
It's ugly Sonic. How dare you?
Look at the hands. Nobody's talking about that left hand.
We forgot about how bad he looked.
He's horrible. I'm going to pause because I have to go pee so bad.
Go pee. Oh,
go pee. It's the nice thing about a podcast. You can go pee.
Yeah. You can go pee.
And Here's the thing. Mm. Look, I have to marry. You're booping?
Yeah, it's a boop.
It
might not be that bad, dude. It might not be that bad.
It's one. At least I get Lara Croft for the rest of my life.
Exactly.
I'm like, I had to sacrifice.
And maybe this was like a college thing. It was like, you know.
So I'm marrying.
You're marrying.
Ugly Sonic. But here's the thing. We know he can change.
True.
Just get to the gym a little bit, you know.
But I'm not going to make him change. I'm going to accept Ugly Sonic for who he is. Wow. Because he has been battered by society, and he is just looking for some love, and I think he's ready and willing to give it, and I am ready and willing to accept it. Oh. We will go hand in hand into the future with those creepy ass human hands that he has in that picture. It is nuts what his hands look like.
Joe is a good man.
And
Joe is a good man.
You know, he's still fast. He's still Sonic. So all the benefits of Sonic you're going to get.
Right. It's like, he's still Sonic.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got fucking human teeth. What's wrong with you?
Nicole's back. And we can go to the next one.
Those hands are grippers. Like, I bet you I get some good massages.
Yeah.
Really fast ones.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. The Guitar Hero controller.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Lock in.
Presses buttons. Her buttons.
The Rock Band drums.
Okay.
So we got drums and guitar here.
Okay. Okay. What could be left on the other side? What peripheral?
The mic.
Peripheral.
Yeah, like, he's probably going to go somewhere far left that you're just like not expecting.
It's impossible.
It's a power glove.
I'm going to kill the drum set.
I'm going to kill the drum set.
You guys are so wrong.
Yeah.
Listen up.
I was never great at the drums on Rock Band. I was incredible guitar, like expert, everything. That freaking drum set used to beat my ass.
Somebody sounds like he's afraid of being confronted and challenged in a relationship is what he sounds like.
Oh.
Well, I was going to say, I don't want to have to beat my spouse.
Bars.
Not what it's about.
Nicole is spitting right now.
Very interesting.
She is spitting.
Not what it's about.
Well, why not boop? Because that's like you're beating him already.
I don't want to beat anyone. I'm going to kill instead.
Because who is left? I don't know. You know? At least I'm I can survive without that drum set.
Okay.
You know? But I'm also going to boop the guitar.
Okay. Booping the
guitar.
Why are
you booping
the guitar?
I'm marrying the guitar because I've been... Okay.
You guys have a long-lasting relationship.
I think that's
a
good choice for Brandel. Yeah.
Why are you booping a guitar?
Why? It's fun. I feel like it's fun. It's a good like one-night stand.
Okay. I'm going to boop the drum set.
Yeah.
That's a full body experience. Oh, you kidding me? Every single appendage, single limb.
Those drumsticks are going to go all over.
Yep.
You know, if I'm having that type of experimental night, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
The cymbals are going to go somewhere too. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
I ain't afraid. I'm open. I'm really open if they're there. Okay. Just because of curiosity, I'm going to kill the guitar. However, I should marry it because just walking around with that on makes you feel way cooler than it should.
Heck yeah.
Feeling like that every day,
okay.
I can take on through the fire and flames.
So
right
we got
now. Like in a second.
Nicole is marrying. Brandel is booping.
I'm marrying.
No.
The last one. Yeah. Brandel's booping.
I'm marrying.
You're marrying. Guys, South Park, right?
What?
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 There's a character on South Park who plays World of Warcraft, and he loves to play World of Warcraft.
Wow, you son of a bitch.
And that's...
That sucks.
Yeah. He He was right. It was impossible.
Yeah.
It was impossible. He gave us like
Does
a prompt.
Does Nicole not know this one?
No. Who is this?
Well, this is a griefer. Who,
griefer. Is there a name? Is it just called a griefer?
Leroy Jenkins.
This is Leroy Jenkins?
This is Leroy Jenkins.
Wait.
Leroy
I know
Jenkins.
That.
That's a whole nother meme. But this
There's
is called
two,
him. Yeah, Leroy they called
There's
him that.
There's two Leroy Jenkins?
Well, the meme is from, I don't know if it was League or if it was like Dota or
no,
something.
No, it's World of Warcraft.
It's World
was
of Warcraft.
It World of Warcraft?
It was World of Warcraft.
Well, there you go. And no. it was just,
and,
yeah.
like, they I named know it. That Leroy Jenkins. I don't know this Leroy. I
was trying to do a raid. Exactly. And he yeah. was a griefer. Yeah. He would grief.
Right.
The guy. I don't know if this came before. Or
what
after.
Is called a? What is a grief?
It means like there's like somebody who goes in and basically ruins like your playthrough of something.
Oh, I'm a griefer.
Wow.
Are you really?
Yeah. Kale called me Susan Jenkins.
You'll go in and ruin people's day.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So I think they were trying to do a raid, and like this one dude like kept like trying to like barge into this fight and kept like dying or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it
yeah.
was.
Yeah, yeah. When we play like giant,
it's been
expanse,
years. It's been
like
17 years.
Board games. I'm the person who always just runs forward and then like brings in like the hordes of demons and dragons.
So funny.
No,
that is so funny.
I kick down the door.
Nicole's a griefer. Get her out of here.
All right.
That's
boot, Mary, kill
boot,
for
Mary,
y'all.
Kill.
That was my boo, huh? That's my
that
boo.
That was your boo.
Hey.
That's your
my
boy.
My boo, too.
That's okay.
No. I'm living with that thing.
That's okay.
Yeah, we'll live with that.
I'm so just disappointed. Like,
I think we all had to boop.
That was tough.
No, you had to marry.
I married.
I'm married. Look, I don't mind his hobbies. He's got to clean up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
He's got to clean up.
You can fix him.
I don't think I can. I think he's stuck in his ways.
It's just a boop.
All right, let me cheer you up.
Joe's marrying too.
Oh.
May you rest in peace.
Look. I now know how it feels. Like, it truly is disappointing sometimes when you're on this side of it. It's emotionally affecting.
No, it is. It's literally, now you understand. Okay? Because this is what I have to deal with you guys. All right? I'm like, I don't know what's coming next. Usually I play Boop, Mary, Kill in real life with all three. No, with all three. Okay?
You
I don't have to
home.
Make a freaking impossible choice without knowing the third person.
Got to think about it for all day.
Anyway, no, but it makes for more fun videos.
Okay. We're coming to the end here, which means we're going to cheer up a little bit.
Okay? I love that. Aww. I cheer love that.
It's time for a word from Anthony.
Hello.
Anthony.
Hello. Hey, Anthony.
Do you know what this segment is, Brandel?
No.
Well, we have a line producer, and his name is Anthony.
Yes.
And he's a wonderful, wonderful man.
Good man.
You know
Anthony.
Him.
Yes, I do.
He likes to give us, at the end of each podcast episode, his words. Might be... advice, might be just a question, might be an observation.
Okay.
And that's what we have here for you.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
He's drinking box water.
Oh, I hate this.
This is a word from Anthony.
Hey, Anthony.
Okay, today we are talking about video games. Am I supposed to be looking here?
We're right here.
But I don't want to talk about video games. I want to talk about Brandel's beautiful eyes.
Hello.
Are they real?
Yes,
are they,
they
fake?
Are. They're real.
Do they have superpowers?
Sharing
please tell
gun.
Me.
Dude, your throat just made the most like throat goblin
that was
noise.
So weird.
Tell us the backstory about your eyes.
Okay.
Tell us if they hold any superpowers, and if they don't, what superpower would you like them to have?
I see.
All right.
And that's all I have.
Yeah.
For the second.
Yeah. Anthony is hilarious.
I want to go back.
A question from Anthony.
I want to go back and incredible. Play this throat goblin sound.
Oh, the noise was
it was
I
pretty
could
great.
Feel it.
I thought he was drinking again. I was like, how is he drinking right now?
Here we go. Ready?
Do they have superpowers? Please tell me.
I didn't catch that the first time. What was that? How do you do that?
You didn't even know that it happened. Weird.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, your eyes.
Like a word from Anthony.
Yeah, I had a moment of, did I start drinking again?
It's like his anatomy rearranged.
I suppose to answer his questions, they are real. They're very real.
Oh.
I classify them as hazel, but like, top half of them is like a light brown, bottom half is like a green.
Okay.
I think you have like quintessential hazel eyes. Like textbook hazel eyes.
You think so?
Eyes. Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
There,
never
there
really
is a little tinge of green in there, though.
That's what I'm saying, though, because hazel is a mix of the green and the brown.
Brown?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
than I have Hazel Eyes, folks. Wow. That's what I put on my ID.
The most Hazel.
What else did he say? He asked
what
powers.
Superpowers would your eyes have? Or do they have? Has your eyes gotten you places?
No. With no one. The Sharingan. The Mangekyo Sharingan from Naruto.
Wait, explain, please. I'm not a Naruto boy.
Okay, so in the Naruto world, there is this thing called Kekai Genkai, which are like clan-specific jutsus or like things for people to use. And in Naruto, there's three different like eye Kekai Genkai, and it's the Sharingan, the Byakugan, and the Rinnegan. They all do different things. We'll just explain what the Sharingan does. The Sharingan, so, well, it's kind of hard to just explain what they do. Because whoever unlocks a Sharingan, they all do different things.
But what's like the base
Sharingan?
The base Sharingan is like you can copy most jutsus that you see.
Oh.
Okay.
As long as like you're good enough, you can copy one. You can, your like focus is like really good. Like you can see things kind of like before they happen. Two, they can also put you into genjutsu, which are basically just like illusions, like to make you just
Turn into like an illusion, or you
like say if we looked each other in the eye, now basically everything Nicole is seeing is like fake. Whoa. Like I can make her see whatever I want.
That's cool.
So I can make her
secret
see
conspiracy.
Like if she would, for example, because Itachi did this to Kakashi in the show. I can make you believe that you are on like a crucifix, like a cross, like Jesus, and just have people stab you.
Jeez.
And you'll feel that, and I could have it last for as long as I want for you,
like a dream.
You're sick.
I prefer to go to a beach island. Please.
But there's more. There's more about Sharingan. So there are specific like each character who has a Sharingan can do different things.
Okay.
So Obito Uchiha can, like, have things, like, phase through him, in a sense. So, like, if you threw something at me, it could just go through my body.
Got it. This has nothing to do with the eyes now, though.
No, it's all the eyes.
Wait.
He's cheating.
Yeah. You can only use these if you have the eyes. Exactly.
Damn it.
Exactly why I would choose the Mangekyo Sharingan.
Right. I'm really sure that's not the answer Anthony wants in the slightest.
I can do so many things. I'm so sorry. Laser beams.
There you go.
Laser beams. No, I don't want X-ray visions.
I like your answer.
I don't want anything like that. I mean, that's the real me answer.
Okay.
Anthony, for the folks who aren't anime heads, I would say like laser eyes. Yeah.
Laser eyes. Cyclops style.
Yeah. But controlled.
Control. Of course control.
But control. More like Superman laser eyes.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap this up, everybody. Thank you all for listening and watching. Again, please leave us a review. Amazon, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Just go 5-star it. Drop
please.
The stars.
Please, 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 please.
And thank you, Brandel.
Dude, thank you guys.
This is so fun, dude.
Dude, thank you guys for having me. I wanna be back.
Me and Brandel are going to go co-op on Minecraft after this.
I feel
this.
Slightly validated.
By which part?
That I knew a little bit more about video games than I thought I knew about video games.
Give yourself a little credit.
Right.
Yeah.
Look, the problem, like final thoughts on gaming is like, look, there's corners, there's niches, and we tend to think like some of the more popular corners and niches are the ones that it takes to be a gamer. You're a gamer if you enjoy playing a damn video game at the end of the day. Stop game gatekeeping, you know?
Stop game gatekeeping.
I agree.
Yep.
Let's just have some fun. Play some Bubble Bobble with me.
Whatever you have fun doing.
TI-83 Drug Wars?
TI-83? We didn't even get to that before. I just
calculator? Yeah. Are you serious right now? That's crazy.
I had a friend in high school that would program games into it, too.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Yeah. I completely forgot about that.
Yep.
All right, y'all. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.